Virginia Little League coach is required to take anti-racist training. By Warner Todd Houston on May 17, 2021. Little League baseball coaches in Virginia have been informed that they will be required to undergo anti-racism training similar to the critical race theory training taught in schools. Coaches in Alexandria area were informed via an email sent by Alexandria Little League Board President Sherry Riley that they must attend a May 24 workshop entitled Sports Can Battle Racism, the Washington Free Beacon reported. A Sports Can Battle Racism workshop document for coaches includes six core themes, from create a caring climate to model anti-racist behavior. Coaches are encouraged to teach themselves to perceive their own internalized racism and look for potential institutional racism in the community. Coaches are also asked to be on the lookout for moments that they can use as anti-racism learning opportunities, the Beacon added. Positive Coaching Alliance representative Casey Miller added that the training sessions could cost up to $10,000, but the Alexandria Little League organization did not respond to questions about how much they are paying for the forced training session. "We want kids to have a positive youth character building experience and resources and training that empower youth coaches and parents," Miller went on to tell The Beacon. "How we define culture is based on how we dive into the we piece about that statement. What does it mean to be a part of the we? Each person, no matter what background or what they look like, should feel a part of the we." After learning of the anti-white training, some parents expressed concern. Alexandria area parent Barry Bennett to The Beacon. "This is Little League, everyone plays in every game. This is a bunch of busybodies virtue signaling. Leave 10-year-olds alone." The Beacon notes that local Alexandria schools are also pummeling kids with this left-wing agenda in school. One resource, geared toward high school student athletes, is a definition guide with more than 30 entries, such as cultural appropriation, systemic racism, and intersectionality. The guide links equality with meritocracy and includes an addendum that asks whether equality is enough and if equity is a more important principle. Gender transcends us, biology, according to the guide, and is very complex since people can identify in diverse ways. It notes that Facebook offers more than 70 gender options. Other topics being fed to the kids include reassessing white privilege and identity wheels, where kids can input their sexual identity, race, sexual preference, religion, and other criteria to increase awareness of how privilege operates to normalize some identities over others. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.